flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royers Ford, having an awesome time. Great crowd here. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Got some T-shirts to give away. The Jeffrey over Josh T-shirts, which we all believe.
Yes.
Jack, before we get to our game day forecast, you want to get everyone going?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Was that better?
Yes.
Thank you.
Much
Are you
much
losing
better.
Your voice, by the way?
I am.
Come on, man.
No, because...
3:30.
Taz has me reading... raffle tickets every commercial break.
Do you need me to come in?
And I told him my voice is cooked, and he said, "Yeah, I don't care. Rod wants you to do it."
He said, "Man up."
That's what he said.
You need a Blue Chew?
No, I don't. That's not going to help my voice, Jack. That's not what Blue Chew does. All right. Well, for the biggest forecast of his life, we are joined by one Tornado Shapiro.
Well, I know, baby, but it's a big game. I'll have everything set up for you. Just keep going on. I love you, too.
All right. He's always busy. Yeah. Okay.
Gentlemen, Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. This is what we live for. This is why you lift all those thermometers. Bring on the cold. Bring on the snow. You're in good hands, Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, we're looking at a heat wave at the link on Sunday going all the way up to 40 degrees with a rookie quarterback. I remember the rookie weather gals. We used to call them newbies with the boobies when I was down there in Washington. Here out at D.C. at WWWLBJ, we had a rookie gal by the name of Fanny Filibuster. She went both ways. She did traffic and weather. Telling you, she was a workhorse. She worked that tough swing shift twice a week. She'd get up in that helicopter, fly from Atlantic City to Washington. We called her AC/DC. Come on. I remember the days running with Washington coach Joe Gibbs. Now, he's NASCAR. He likes fast cars and fast women. One night it was me, Gibbsy, Ike Reese, and Art Monk.
Just wow. What a crew.
And Art was no monk. He sure as hell didn't take a vow of silence. Monk's a screamer. Every time he got into the end zone, we would hear him clear down the other side of the hotel. Touchdown! The nation's coming off a big week down there in Washington, the old presidential inaugural. I went to a swearing-in in the 90s. It was like a Roman orgy. I had my hand on everything except the Bible. I went in for the Oval Office, came out smelling like the Rose Garden.
Okay. No, that's a lie.
Times for a TV weatherman. I remember a foggy night in D.C., low visibility. Heading to a party for Bill Clinton, it was me, Monica, Johnny Cochran, Lady Bird Johnson, and Anthony Weiner. It was so funny. We got lost. I couldn't see who was coming or going. Come on.
Is this done yet?
Watch out for the Josh Harris. Never play strip poker with Harris because he tanks. He pretends to lose on purpose, but he's cheating. Underneath the Sixers jersey, he's got a devil sweater. Underneath that, he's got a Commander's shirt. He's all bundled up because he's scared. Of course, I go commando, so I happily lose for the girls. Hello! Lots of crazy times in the nation. You know, I was part of the Iran vodka affair.
The Iran-Contra affair.
No. I ran vodka up the Chesapeake in a Bhutan boat. It was me, Ike Reese, Ollie North, Kanye West, and six mannequins from Sears. We traded arms for vodka. I believe Ike Reese still has one of those arms in his garage. It waves to him every time he leaves the house. Goodbye. By the way, I'm still trying to recover from that three-way Blue Chew commercial I keep hearing. Ike, Spike, and Spritz doing the tush-push and everybody scores. What the hell? Hey, Jack, is your end zone in the red zone? Sometimes I think you guys are just too hard on yourselves.
All right. Could we get the forecast for Sunday, please?
I forgot all about the forecast.
Yeah. Well,
before I leave, I have one word. Carnality. Heat wave on Sunday, all the way up to 40 degrees to kick off, partly cloudy, but bring the sunscreen. Don't take any chances. Save your family. We're looking at a 50-50 chance of precip. Now fire up some thumping metal music to take me out.
You don't get music.
Not even a little smooth jazz?
No. Wow, Ike. Man. Another couple of...
a couple nights out, man. That was pretty good.
You, Tornado Shapiro, Oliver North, Kanye West, and six mannequins from Sears.
I could have dealt without the six mannequins, but yeah. Yeah.
Joe Gibbs and Art Monk.
Yep. Yep.
I'm mad I didn't get to hang out with Bill and Monica.
Yeah, well, they had their own thing going on. 215-592-9494. Give us a word. Makes you think of what you're feeling for Sunday. Oh, Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
Sound like Spike. I mean,
Ike said some front when I came on the phone.
I didn't say anything.
You gotta watch it. Sound like you said, "Oh my God, it's all good." Hey man, we going to church because I'm feeling invigorated. Hey, Irene, I got new life. We gonna have fun day on Sunday. We can watch. Monday, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We won't hit last year. We're lifting to the playoffs. This time we got up on a high horse and we're riding high, baby. We gonna take them to Pound Town. If you ain't feeling right, you better eat a box of Blue Chews. So we about to do it. We gonna pump it. We about to get it on, baby. I'm so hot, baby. My word is invigorated. I'm ready for this game on Sunday. And before... Hey, Brother Chuck, come on home. You don't sound like nowhere else, boy. You've been a prodigal son. You die out there. Come on home so we can clean you up, boy, and get the Super Bowl. Hey, Irene, give me my neck, bro.
Give me my neck, bro.
D-L-E-S, Super Bowl.
And you forgot a letter there. I don't think I didn't hear that.
Oh, did he? Did he screw it up?
Sound like he forgot the G.
Justin?
Justin?
We're going to need you to grab that.
Yeah, if he forgot the G, please check if he forgot the G, because we got another one. We got another one. He's not getting another chance like Mayor Parker did.
No.
God bless Mayor Parker. She came a lot closer this time to getting it correct. So
she was deliberate with it.
Yes, she was.
She slowed down to make sure she got it.
215-592-9494. Tell us what one word you're feeling to describe how you feel for Sunday's game. So this, Ike, I don't know if you saw this, a report from Ashlyn Sullivan. Mm. And you've been talking about Slay and getting Slay back for next year.
Yeah.
So here is the report from Ashland Sullivan. Darius Slay is preparing for Sunday to be his last home game at Lincoln Financial Field. Slay told me this week, after having conversations with his family, he is 85% leaning toward playing one more season, but understands it will most likely not be with the Eagles. When I asked him about the emotion of playing his last home game this weekend, he said he's not allowing himself to be caught up in the future. Slay confirms he will definitely not play more than 13 seasons in the NFL and looks forward to watching the Eagles from a box, not in the snow, in the near future. So is that Slay using the media to tell the Eagles, look, I just want one more year? Mm-hmm. Or is it Slay really understanding that he's probably not going to be back next year?
No, it's probably him understanding that he won't be back next year. He's probably got some sort of indicator. A lot of times some of these conversations happen behind the scenes.
Yep.
You can always have your agent put a filler out there to see if the Eagles are interested in having Slay back. Because I know there had to be at some point this year where Slay felt like, man, I'm playing well enough. I still got good football left in me.
Absolutely.
I can play another year.
Yep.
So then you try to figure out, is there a way to get it done here through some sort of extension or restructuring of a contract? Maybe they have let him know that, no, this is probably going to be the last year, you know, and you got to just go out there and they may not have said it verbatim, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just get the sense through the conversation, that like I did.
Right.
Like my final year, me and my agent, we tried to get a deal done probably in November, went to the Eagles at least to see if they were interested in doing something, and you just got the sense that it probably wasn't going to happen. We were told, you know, wait to the end of the season, we'll see what free agency bring. But once they're doing that, you kind of, if the Eagles want you, they're going to get a deal done with you.
Well, and the other thing that you have to consider is when BG came back for one more year, BG's playing for a very decreased salary.
Yes.
You know, and if Slay feels like I can go get $9 million somewhere, or $10 million, as opposed to playing for the minimum here, you know, when you're only got one more year, that's a decision that's a lot of money.
And I can see that. And I can see him trying to sign a one-year deal with a contender.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And also difference, I would guess that Brandon, post-playing, could be here, whereas Slay, I don't know if Slay looks at his future life.
I don't know if he's
going to
be
here.
Yeah, he may not be here when he's done playing, is what you're saying. I know what you're saying, yeah.
We'll get to your calls right after Ike tells you about a little Surfside.
Yeah.
Oh,
my glasses, I can't see. Spike.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm good.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, Birds fans, listen, we're getting ready for this NFC Championship game coming up here Sunday between our Birds and the Commanders. And let me give you some things you need to have for your tailgate experience. How about game day essential, Surfside iced tea?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. All right, both of these are absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor store, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So we had... Whoa!
Yep. That'll wake everyone up.
Yeah. We had Mayor Sherelle Parker on the show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Governor Josh Shapiro was on the
2510
pod with Deshaun and LeSean McCoy.
How about that?
And he's a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Shapiro is. And he actually had some thoughts about the passing game.
Oh, man.
And here's what Governor Shapiro had to say.
It would be nice.
By the way, before you go, D-Jax,
when I say throw the ball, okay, it doesn't mean that you can't throw the ball to Saquon Barkley. I got no problem if you want to, you know, like what we did with Keith Byers all those years. Remember, you hit him and, you know, for a quick screen pass or something. But, like, we gotta get Saquon going. I just think that passing game, especially early on, is going to be important to set the tone. So, didn't mean to interrupt you, Coach. Go ahead.
I like that Shapiro called him Coach.
Yep. It, also, oh, that is cool.
Say, who was he calling Coach?
Yeah, Deshaun.
Oh, yep. Just dawned on me. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Work it's going to work by Gov.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, respect Coach.
I just love that we've gotten to the point where even the governor's like, we got to get that pass game going.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Get it going a little bit.
We can get Saquon going. Why don't you just pass it to Saquon?
They're never going to throw to Saquon.
Well, they had a good one last week. Nice little screen pass.
Yeah, it's
play
it's
action
not
screen
like a,
pass.
A part of the offense, I guess.
No,
what I mean? It's just like a one-off, they'll do it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Dave in Northfield. You're on WIP. Dave, where is Northfield? Or have you called before? Have I asked you this question?
No, I've called before. You've never asked me this question. I'm down the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Atlantic County, right outside of Margate Ventnor on the mainland.
Okay. Yeah, I'd never heard of Northfield. Okay, cool. What's up, Dave? What's your word for Sunday's game?
Triumphant.
Triumphant. I like that. I like triumphant. That's how you feel, triumphant?
I feel like the Eagles organization's triumphant. I mean, if you look at recent history, when they had injuries, when they won their last Super Bowl, they just kept going in every week. They believed, and they were triumphant. And then last year they had issues, and they came back this year, and they started to believe again. And every week they went in with a good attitude, I think. And overall, they were triumphant. This was a great triumphant season so far, and I think they're going to go all the way. I think they're going to New Orleans, and I think they're going to be triumphant.
So any nerves at all heading into Sunday's game? Anything worry you at all?
I can't say that I'm completely without a little bit of nerves.
Right.
But
yep.
I'm less – the word worry is not entering my mind, because when you really believe – you will be triumphant. They find a way to pick each other up. If you look at, like, just the last game with the Rams, if one guy went out or one guy went down or when Jalen got hurt, the team didn't give up. They remained believers, and they came out triumphant. And that's the difference this year, and that's why they're going all the way.
All right, Dave. Well, your lips to God's ears. I hope so. I think, actually, as the week goes on, I mentioned I was terrified. I think Justin's word might better describe how I'm feeling.
Anxious?
Anxious, because I think it's a little bit of both. Is it possible for me to feel more confident and more concerned at the same time? I think what's happening is every feeling I have is being heightened. And because I'm such a downer, I lean into the fear. Like, that's where I want. I feel like I'm best when I'm terrified.
Yeah, I think it's the word terrified that, you know, having a little bit of concern.
Yeah.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Being a little nervous. But being terrified.
Yeah.
That's not what we really want to hear today.
Yeah. Like, what about the Super Bowl? If they're facing the Bills or Chiefs, what are you going to have then?
Yeah, what are you going to be?
Well, I think there's a certain thing, and if I can take you
at least that's the Super Bowl, though.
Yes. If I can take you back to the 2017 season, there is something about being there where you're just like, not that you've already won. You haven't already won. But being there, there's almost like, at least for me, there was like a loosey-goosey feeling. It started to feel like it was meant to be once we got there. Like you mentioned the confidence on the airwaves leading up to that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Being in Minneapolis for those couple of days before the game, you could feel it with Eagles fans. Every Eagles fan, like they knew they were going to win.
It was our time.
Yeah, they didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
They knew they were going to win.
That's why, man, John, we got worse on Radio Row. We got cockier as the week went on.
In the middle of a mall.
More obnoxious, right. Everybody around us, Yep.
That should be fun in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, if you're feeling scared like me and you need a pump-up speech.
We didn't take Jack back then.
No,
I was just a little fledgling back then. Now I'm taking over New Orleans.
Well, this gentleman will get you ready. Rios in North Philly, you are on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Yo, y'all can hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir.
We got you, dog.
some people at McGirt's. They can hear me?
I don't know.
I think so.
Can you hear Rios?
Can you guys hear Rios?
No, they can't hear Rios.
Why can't we hear Rios? Let's go. Turn it up.
Well,
hold on, Rios.
We're getting it together,
Rios. All right, can you hear now?
Well, he's not talking.
Oh.
Let's make sure they turn that up. Look, check this
out. All right,
yeah,
all
right.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Before I go ahead with this, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead with this speech. I'm going to do something near the end. But let me just say this. That one word, the one word y'all looking for, unsatisfied, man. Now, just leave that there. Right now, unsatisfied.
That's how he's feeling.
Like Kobe said, job ain't finished, man. We ain't even getting soft on nothing. We going straight boost to ass right now. And yo, Justin, hit the music. Well, gentlemen, we are here to play the game that will get us to Mission 59. And DC is in our way. Now ask yourselves, was we just placed here? Were we given a damn handout? Were we the commissioner's favorite? Hell no! We earned all of this with the number one ingredient, and that is violence. We are violent with honor because we are on a mission to drain all the damn blood on the grass. Let me remind you of mostly all of the talk. Jalen Hurts can win the game using his arm. Jalen Daniels is a diaper dandy in the NFL. He finds ways to win. Junior DC said they're going to hit Hurts as if he is a freaking running back. He said that all crazy, like we are supposed to accept that. You trying to damage QB1 in all your words, which you are trying to destroy our mission? Well, damn it, we are Philly. And you thought using a threat was going to scare us? Well, thank you. You just prayed us to have a good-ass time. You asked for it, and now you will receive it. There's no mercy. We either win or we die. And it sucks for y'all because we ain't dying. We carrying all of Philly on our backs, and the game will not end till the last drop of blood hits the damn grass. Throwing all our eggs in this basket. No freaking pain. All blood and sweat. Wills always said to always be a threat. You talk all that trash, now it's time to pay your debt. We are weapons of mass destruction. Now boost the ass won't be met. It's a robbery that Jeffrey surfaced. Memories of the body bag game will be our purpose. We were born to fight. We train to kill. We prepare to die, but we never will. We keep growing. We move fast. We kill first. We die last. One shot. One kill. No luck, but pure skill. Fight and fight. One against resort.
Violence!
I can hear you!
Violence!
With the loudest gun we sell, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Say it again!
Blood!
We promise a nightmare in the concrete jungle for D.C. Philly, no holding back on violence. Give them hell! E-L-E-S-Eagles! I will, but not Philly, a.k.a. the Soul Major Philly. I'm the one that put death in the chokehold and said, go Bears! Hey, yo, hold up. Everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Ike, and yo, Spike, and yo, Fritz, everybody, we're going to do a quick chant. I'm going to go ahead and say, violence gets results, y'all say blood on the grass. All right?
Yep.
Sure.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Violence gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Hey, let me tell y'all something over there at McGurk's, huh? And if y'all going to the game, if y'all staying at the bar or anything, whoever is the opposing team, y'all give them freaking hell, damn it. Peace.
Wow, we didn't get an I am Rios.
Well,
from North Philly.
Well, there's a lot going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all right.
He had to work a lot in.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's. your engagement destination online at mars-jewelers.com. Are you more confident or nervous going into the game? 61.2% say confident. Jaws is going to join us next.
Is he going to yell blood?
Probably not. Ike, why don't you tell them where to see Joe Conklin?
Joe Conklin and his friends. You can find them, the comedy show, at Holy Rosary Regional Catholic School on Saturday, February 1st. If you need tickets, you know where to go. JoeConklin.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.